Blog Talk Radio.
And hey, let us ransom people for God. Hey. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Hey. Where warriors have fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
Lift your eyes to rise and shine.
Oh, wake up, you sleeping giant.
The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. We are ready to get this show on the road. Let's get this party started. We got a lot to talk about. And tonight, our subject is from childhood innocence to pornography. How do we get there? Soothing the pain. Is it about soothing the pain? That's what we want to discuss tonight. So be ready to post your comments on Facebook or YouTube and I'm ready to give you answers or respond. And in the second hour of our show tonight, we have a very special guest. His name is Bishop Leonard Kayiwa. He's from Uganda, and he's here in the U.S., though, and he just wrote a book called I Am Who I Am. Oh, I'm looking so forward to meeting Bishop Dr. Leonard Kayiwa. I think that's the pronunciation. This man has authored 12 books, so look forward to him coming in the next hour to give us his perspective on this subject. But first, I want to introduce you to a young lady by the name of Elizabeth April. She's going to be our first teacher tonight. Elizabeth April is a YouTuber. She's very mature spiritually. That's why I love her. Teacher. And she's going to talk to us about revealing the reptilian control agenda. And, of course, a lot of that is regarding sex or spiritual energy exchange. She gives a amazing perspective on spiritual energy exchange, orgasms, all. And here's the warning. This show is for mature audiences only. If you have children in the house, you might want them to go play in another room, or maybe it's their bedtime. I don't know. But you want to be here to hear from our guest, Elizabeth April. And I want to just say, for those of you who may be new to the name Yeshua, in that song that Becky Shea sings, she says, Yeshua, bring us together. And Yeshua is the name of Jesus in Aramaic or Hebrew. And what it really means for me personally is a spirit of truth. So we welcome Yeshua to every show on Sunday night, a spirit of truth. And we welcome you especially to bring your truth and whatever that is, and let's have a conversation, a discussion about the current topic of the day. And that is
the world is now on the
book. Mastering our pain. Part of it is mastering our pain. We're going to get into that as well. Mastering our pain. So many people are just managing their pain. And we're going to talk a little bit about what mastering the pain or managing the pain. And that's what a little bit about Elizabeth April. She's going to be, for those of you in the Blog Talk studio, she's going to be, her video is going to be on YouTube. So if you want to see her and hear her, you can go to my YouTube channel, Viata's Tiny House Village, or you can go to my Facebook page, Soul Purpose Healing. So you can hear this very mature, beautiful soul talking about revealing the reptilian agenda of control. So let's get busy. I'm going to turn her on, the audio as well as the video.
Hello, beautiful beings, and welcome back to another Monday Live. So before we begin, I just want to mention a trigger warning, okay, for those individuals who have, I'm going to choose my words carefully, who have trauma in the past. I'm hoping that this video will actually help you break not just this lifetime trauma, but generational trauma, ancestral trauma, past life trauma. That's my intention, but I do have to say a trigger warning because we are going to be talking about trauma. Okay. And I also want to mention, definitely not for kids. So if you tend to watch these around your children, maybe put some headphones on or just watch it at a different time. But yeah, just fair warning, this is not one of those videos for children. Okay. Yeah, so I want to actually begin with just kind of making a couple of statements. If you are someone, okay, if you are someone who has, and from what I know, I'm allowed to say the word sex on YouTube, so that should be fine. If you're someone who has a hard time orgasming, if you are someone who has a hard time opening up sexually, if you have a hard time trusting in relationships, if you are someone who has been in abusive relationships in the past, if you are someone who tends to rely on porn in order to orgasm, then, or if you're someone who is simply put just not interested in any sort of sex or, sexual expression or connection, then this video is for you, because most likely, based on all of these things that I mentioned, and if you just checked off all of the boxes, then this video is especially for you. I don't know how I can put this. This is definitely one of my most important videos. Like, this information in here that not everyone will be able to, I don't know if I want to say not everyone will be able to handle it, but I hope that by the end of the video, you understand why this video is so important, this information is so important, you understand how you've been affected by these events and agendas, and you also have tangible tools in order to be unaffected by what's happening. Because what I'm going to talk about today in this video is the absolute biggest the biggest manipulation that we have ever undergone on planet Earth. And once again, by the end of the video, you should know why this is the biggest manipulation that we have ever undergone. Okay, and before I dive into the pretty heavy video, I'll just start off by saying, give this video a thumbs up, be sure to subscribe to the channel if you haven't, and share this video maybe to friends, family members who you know are struggling in these ways. This might be the thing that can actually help heal them and allow them to move forward, but also the information in this video is not for everyone. I don't know how else to stress that. We're going to be talking about reptilian agendas, and you kind of have to be in the know in order to think that I'm not batshit crazy. And you might still think that, but you're here, and that's all that matters. All right. Okay. So, a couple other things. This, I think it's Friday, I have a global meditation. I'm bringing together people, thousands of people, whoever can show up really, and I'm going to be guiding people through a live meditation, especially to heal Hawaii, the families of Hawaii, the land of Hawaii, the portal of Maui especially. And then we're also going to be doing a bit of healing for everyone else on the planet. There's a lot of fires going on. There's a lot of weather manipulation happening. There's just a lot of bullshit basically going on. And I would really like to bring people together and hold space and do some healing and clearing and all of that. So please join us. Totally free event. It's happening at 5:55 Eastern Standard Time, 2:55 Pacific Standard Time, on August 31st. So please check that out. And if not, it will be posted. We might actually dual stream it to YouTube as well, because my Zoom room only can hold 1,000, and I think we're going to max out. So we're probably going to dual stream it to YouTube. And if you can't watch it, then you can always watch the replay and do the meditation with everyone, and you can still heal the planet that way. So it's just my way of bringing us together, giving back, and really focusing our really incredibly powerful intention on healing. And then just one little reminder, and then we're going to go into it. This week, yeah, until the 31st, actually, everything on my website is 22% off. So if you are interested in astral traveling or healing the grid or connecting to your psychic abilities or switching from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, there are so many offerings on the site, just really great nuggets of information. So check it out. This is a good time to buy. Most of my stuff is $11. sometimes $22, but you get 22% off of that, and it makes it really nice and affordable for everyone. So just keep that in mind. So let's go into it. We think that the shadow government controls us through weather manipulation, through fear tactics, through false flag events, through the opioid epidemic, and so many other things. And absolutely, we are absolutely being controlled by all of those different agendas as well, along with mass media and celebrities and even mainstream music, all aspects of manipulation and control. But the one thing that we do not talk about enough, and that's uncomfortable, to be honest, to talk about, but I'm ready and willing to talk about it, is sex. It's sex, and specifically it's orgasm. And you would never in a million years think that there is a giant reptilian agenda conspiracy surrounding sex, but there absolutely is. And this goes all the way back, actually quite far back in ancient human history, and we see it a lot with the Egyptian mystery schools and Tantra. And so I'm going to break this whole concept down for you, because once again, maybe you've never heard of anything like this before, but it is once again, what I've channeled, it is the number one biggest manipulation that has gone on. If you are sitting there and you're thinking, I have a great sex life, I can orgasm no problem, I'm super open sexually, and everything's great there, fantastic, then this video probably isn't for you. But if you're one of the probably 80, 90% of starseeds, individuals out there that feel like you're not as open, as free with sex, with orgasms, with your own sexuality and expression that way, most likely you have been trapped within this reptilian agenda, within this manipulation. Okay, so the reason why sex has been manipulated throughout pretty much all of human history, and we're going to talk about this history, is because sex and orgasm specifically connects us directly to source frequency. Just let that sink in. Orgasm connects us to source frequency. It is sacred. It is our direct line to the universe. It really is. And unfortunately, there has been so much trauma individually, collectively, and now with the porn industry that I'm honestly very worried for these younger generations. I am extremely worried for these younger generations because it's been so deeply manipulated. Okay. The reason why sex has been manipulated is to take us away from our natural connection to source frequency. To manipulate sex is to manipulate our ability to orgasm, which is bringing all of our earthly energy up straight through the crown chakra, connected directly to source. An ancient practice would be called Tantra meditation. Tantra isn't totally about sex, but it's about raising your vibration. And anyway, it's like a whole other thing. Okay, so the powers that be, let's just say it like it is, the reptilians that are out there, okay, on planet Earth, and I've said it before, not all reptilians are bad. I have to say it, right? Like, I don't want to just come down on one species, because if we were to look at, you know, say human beings and say, oh, there's a couple of bad apples and they're all bad, you know, it's not the case. However, a lot of the reptilians on planet Earth are not so great. Not the case for everyone, but a lot of them are. And they are truly the ones who are in charge. And then there's many other species around, and I'm not going to name names, but who are also kind of part of the manipulation. So they know this. The reptilian beings absolutely know that orgasm is a direct connection to source. Think about it. each one of us as human beings has a, we have a calling card to source. And as weird as it sounds, it is through orgasm. And like I mentioned with Tantra, Tantra is a version of meditation that we don't even have to have any sort of physical stimulation to raise our frequency, bring it up, and connect it to source. We can connect to source just simply through meditation, through breath work. It doesn't have to be sexual. It doesn't have to feel dirty. It's actually so sacred. And if it does feel awkward or dirty, once again, it's because of the programming, right? So they know this. The shadow government, the reptilians, the powers that be, they know that sex and orgasm is this connection. And I compare it to if everyone had plant medicine, if everyone had an opportunity to try plant medicine once in their life, what is that going to do? That's going to dismantle religions. That's going to dismantle old beliefs. That's going to open up our minds. It's going to connect us to source. It's going to reinvigorate the cellular structure of our body. It's going to keep us young. Anytime we ever get a connection, a direct connection to source frequency, we cleanse our body, we cleanse our soul. And once again, this is what I believe orgasm is. It's a cleansing, it's a healing, it's a connection that once again has been manipulated, okay? Okay. Yeah, exactly, it's DNA activating, exactly. So This is essentially what I've channeled throughout ancient human history about what has happened and why it's happened. And I just wrote some notes down, so bear with me. So reptilians decided to manipulate sex / the connection to source from the beginning of humanity, like from the beginning of when the reptilians started to interact with us. They knew that they didn't want us to have a direct line or a direct connection. So there's other ways of them manipulating this, and I'll mention kind of two main ones. One is they really started to promote things like brothels, like trafficking, like blood and sex rituals, which is what they exclusively do. And all of these things create trauma, okay? So through things like trafficking, brothels, rituals, even just the downfall of the masculine feminine dynamic, right? And being in just abusive relationships, okay? There's a lot of trauma, and we're talking about sexual trauma that is created, all right? Now this trauma is carried on through lifetimes, through many lifetimes. And many of us feel unsafe when it comes to sex. We just feel unsafe. It's hard to open up to a partner if we don't feel safe. And if you don't feel safe, then how can you ever have an orgasm if you're not feeling safe? If you're not present in the moment, feeling safe, feeling open, it's just not going to happen. Your connection to source through orgasm, through, say, even Tantra, it's going to be tainted. All right. And this is where I was shocked when I was, I don't even know, I mean, quite young, maybe around 20, when I learned that a lot of women, I don't want to say most women, but a lot of women can't orgasm. That was shocking. I don't know what the percentage is, but it's enough. It's enough that, you know, just listening to someone not being able to get to that point is like, wow. You're missing out on something. And it's not even just a pleasure thing, okay? It's not. And so I've practiced Tantra in this lifetime and actually many other lifetimes, and it's just this incredibly powerful connection that cannot be replicated in any other sort of way. So I want to bring up this concept of a prison planet. And you've probably heard it before, but I'm going to just mention it in the way that I've channeled it. Now, at the beginning of my like questioning and opening and understanding about everything that's going on planet Earth, I heard this term a lot, prison planet. We're on a prison planet. It's a prison planet specifically because we have karma. And it didn't sit right with me. It's almost like part of it resonated and part of it didn't. So when I finally was able to channel this information of, are we on a prison planet? Are we the only ones who have karma? Is karma holding us back? Do we basically leave this body, go into the afterlife? We're stuck, we get recycled, reincarnated, and we're trapped and we can't get out of that loop. And here's the information that came through. The information that came through is that, in a sense, there is an entrapment, okay, on planet Earth. But it's not every single soul that gets incarnated here gets trapped. That's just not the case, okay? What really is happening is that when we come to planet Earth as like an intergalactic cosmic soul and we incarnate as a human being on planet Earth, there are a certain, how do I say this? There's a certain amount of trauma that can happen to us as human beings on planet Earth that simply cannot be replicated in other planets and other dimensions and other places in the universe. And very specifically, the number one trauma that happens to us as starseeds, as souls, and a lot of starseeds get specifically targeted in past lifetimes and abused, okay, in a sexual way, to manipulate this. And then we're forced to reincarnate back here to replay out the very similar situations in order for us to clear that karma and be able to move forward. So essentially, it's not that everyone who comes here is trapped in a prison planet. It's more or less the fact that there's so much manipulation happening here in such a very specific frequency that you cannot play out that karma anywhere else in the universe. You are forced to come back to planet Earth to replay that very specific frequency in order to heal the trauma that was created here. And what I have channeled is that it's sexual. It is the manipulation of the most pure thing that we can experience as human beings, is Tantra, is connection to Source. That right there has been manipulated. And on top of that, as it's being manipulated through generational trauma, through lifetimes of trauma, through shutting down our natural, or really our only natural connection to pure source, other than meditation and breath work and Tantra, as I mentioned. But on top of that, a lot of reptilians feed off of orgasm energy. It sounds gross and creepy, and it absolutely is. And in a lot of abusive relationships, what's the one thing that relationship has going for them? Great sex. Most likely because that person, that other person, the abuser in the relationship, is probably some sort of shapeshifter, and they're feeding off of that energy, that orgasm energy. Once again, sounds creepy, but it's that this is what I've observed time and time and time again. Okay? Doesn't mean that every abusive relationship is synonymous with reptilians, absolutely not. But the very fact that this is a prison planet comes down to sexual trauma in a very specific frequency that we have to come back and replay. And that's why SA, I'm not going to say the words because I'm going to be banned, but SA specifically has been played out in many, many, many starseeds. Like, if I were to be able to do some sort of like quiz or like a study and observe people or ask a bunch of people a lot of questions, I bet you anything that SA, especially in childhood, is directly related to a starseed being an old soul. A lot of the time, our purity as these galactic souls with a mission gets completely skewed and manipulated so that we no longer feel safe. If you don't feel safe with a partner because abuse has happened, then how can you feel safe with a neighbor, with a friend, with a family member? You can't. So it's not just about orgasm and our direct connection to Source, naturally, as a right that we all have, but it's also our feeling of trust and safety that has been and continues to be completely manipulated. And now, luckily in our lifetime, I'm hoping that we see things like trafficking eradicated. Let's hope and let's be a part of that change. But unfortunately, we have some very dark, dark aspects of the internet. And I have talked about porn openly before in other videos. And if you want to see some of those videos, some of them are on YouTube, which are incredibly powerful videos, sex and porn, and some of them are on my website. So please check those out if you want to. If you're like, yes, this resonates, I want a deep dive. I've talked about this before in very, very important ways in other angles, okay? But unfortunately, like, I don't know, the statistics on porn are insane, okay? It's like, I don't know, I don't want to say it's like the number one most searched thing, but the internet is mainly used for that, which is, I mean, it's really sad. It's really sad because there's an externalization of the trauma and also of something that we are trying to reclaim and heal. And I think that that's what...
Okay, I'm going to end it there. If you're interested in hearing more from Elizabeth April, that video is titled Revealing the Reptilian Control Agenda. I wanted to let her teach up into the point where she mentions the amazing number or the high number of people who visit pornography sites every day. And I looked up some stats myself. And just in 2021, I bet you can imagine why pornography viewing was very high in 2021 when people were locked down and had nothing else to do, okay? 2021, porn sites was the most visited popular website in 2021. Other years, the numbers were not that high. So think about that. As she has talked, there was a lot in that video that surprised me. I had never heard many of the things she had said, she was teaching. And I'm wondering what your thoughts about her information were. Because I never heard that, I really hadn't directly heard that orgasm was a direct connection to source. Now, we've talked about SEX being a spiritual energy exchange. And so we know that the whole practice of sex and intimacy is a divine practice, a gift, if you will, but there's so many ways to describe the pleasure that's derived from that act that would equate to or relate to divine direct connection to our source, our life, our creator. So give me your thoughts on that. I'm sure there are some who don't agree with what she said, which is fine. I had a hard time myself absorbing any truth in it, and I had to listen to it twice. I listened to it last week, and I did the meditation with her for Maui. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what Elizabeth April has just shared, especially about the manipulation going on in the spiritual realm with reptilian energies. That, to me, is so obvious, unless you're in another world. You're not seeing that, because the darkness that we have been experiencing, I would call it the Twilight Zone, and we're in the Twilight Zone again coming up. There's so much manipulation and control that has been going on for years and years, and especially it seems has heated up over the last 3 or 4 years. So let us go take a break. Naima Latif, our executive producer, is in the studio with us, and she's going to thank you, Naima. Your mic is open, and she's going to take. We'll be right back with your to answer your questions, comments, take your comments or whatever. And then we, in our next hour, we have a very special guest. So you don't want to miss that. Bishop Leonard Kaiwa will be here, who wrote a book, I Am Who I Am. I can't wait to hear him. All right, Naima Latif, take it away.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly culture, world peace, restoration of light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato. We're in the twilight zone again, always, depending on where your mind is. But I want to just share one story with you, and then we have a caller who's pressed one. And the reason childhood innocence came up in my mind this morning to talk about is because my son and I and the grandchildren went to a farmer's market yesterday. And this is a beautiful neighborhood, Winter Garden, probably the biggest, best farmer's market in Orlando or in the central Florida. And right near, all around, right in the center of the farmer's market is a water area, a water park, where someone came up with a brilliant idea to drill holes in the bricks or the concrete and let water spring up straight out of the ground in a vertical fashion, okay? So imagine this maybe 100 square feet or 200 square feet area, and there are benches around this where children can play in the water, okay? So the water shoots up vertical, and kids are running around playing in this water. And we observed while we were sitting there, because my grandchildren were climbing a tree, actually, their first time climbing a tree, and they were so excited. We were taking pictures. They're climbing a small tree. And I'm watching these children playing in the water, in the water spouts that go up and down, and then they go, they lower, and then they go up and down again. So you, we see a couple of kids are really enjoying this water. I mean, they're sitting on the water, and they're really, you know, having a really good time in their reproductive area. They, the water was stimulating them in a pleasurable way, and you could just see it was so funny. Because the, and we're talking like three-year-olds, I think one of them couldn't be more than three or four. And then every now they run around, because there were probably about 20 different sprouts going up and down. And these kids were running around, and some of them would just stop and let the water spray right into their vagina area and their reproductive area. And then this big smile would come on the face, and we were just laughing because the innocence of that was just so interesting to watch. And then at one point, this one little girl was standing there for a long time, and her dad said, "Stop that!" And she jumped off the water. And we laughed. We were just laughing. We had just such a great time yesterday for 3 hours. A musician was there playing. But I thought about how that's the beginning of pleasure for many children, especially in that area of their body. They recognize that water stimulating them in their pubic area is pleasurable, feels good, no pain, the pain, whatever, they brought, no pain. They enjoy the water spraying at their pubic private area, okay? So, and then the parent intervenes and says, "Stop that," like, "Oh, you bad girl, you bad girl." So I think that's where the shame comes in for many children. And then it, when we listen to what Elizabeth April was saying, she was shocked to find out that some women don't even have an orgasm. And that to me was a surprise that she would even be shocked at that, because if you've been in the healing or health business for a long time, you know there are a lot of women who don't do that. A lot of women fake it, and so forth and so on. So there, and then I think somebody just sent me a text about masturbation in infancy. So it's something so innocent, so natural. So I'm wondering if you would agree with Elizabeth April that orgasm is a direct connection to source, and it's cleansing for the body and soul. Because what we have learned, many of us, was so far away from that. There was guilt and shame put on it, and then you're hiding, and so much misinformation. And but as she said, manipulation. We've been so manipulated in our minds and our hearts and so many other areas that we're trying, we're today, tonight, as she said in the beginning, hopefully this will help many of you who've had trauma in your life, for one. And help those of you who've been confused about your sexual energy, your sexual experience, all of those things. As Elizabeth pointed out, it's a mixture of karmic things, the reptilian things. So we want to bring some healing tonight for you if you're still dealing with the trauma of sexual abuse or just confused in general. And we want to get some understanding about what pornography means today. Is it something that many millions of people are going to soothe the pain in their life, whether it's mental or physical? So let me go to the phone and get your comments, questions. Let's see, 706-202, I believe that's Brother Kwame. Welcome, Kwame. How are you?
Good evening, Sister Viata, and, you know, everything is in divine order. We had the super blue moon, which the super blue moon was also the Pisces moon, and also black moon Lilith is the moon of sensuality, of sex, and perversion, and things as that. This is why they say she was kicked out of the garden, because she wouldn't be submissive to Adam. The part of this energy and what we're going through, and we're going to be going through Lilith Moon until next year. And so these moon cycles that we're going through, she's the energy with that. So you're on point in bringing this topic, because even with the topic being pornography, and that's why I sent you the etymology of the word pornography. Graphy is to write. Porn is to prostitute or to make a slave woman. So essence is that, that's not the right definition, because the thing of it is that the art of what it was originally, because there was an art. The human body is a beautiful piece of art, of creator's art, work of art. And so what we've seen is that it has been perverted into a thing of pleasure, or it's an addiction. It's just like a drug, because what happens? Euphoria in the brain, and you're constantly chasing it. But it's a part of an addiction of behavior. And so when the woman was talking about the cosmic orgasm, or when she was talking about the orgasm, the part of orgasm is that in the woman overstanding her body and being able to have a mate that can bring her to the nine levels and in her etheric body, she orgasms and she goes into the cosmic library and brings down the information and transfers it into the male. That's why in the relationship she talked about the tantra. The tantra position for that would be is that the woman on top, not the mission position, but the woman on top, because when she reaches these levels, her crown has to be free to release her energy to go into the cosmic and bring down. And then when she brings down, she transfers it back into the male, because males don't have orgasms. They ejaculate.
Yeah, so, but we still have words to describe, would you say, a direct connection to source. If their men are ejaculating, are they not feeling the pleasure of cleansing the body and soul, and as she said, connecting directly to source?
But what the male has is that the male is a million to one shot. A woman has one egg. A man has to have a million sperms equivalent to that one in a million that will unite with that one egg to create another human being. That's why it's said that man should not, he should ejaculate until he's ready to create life. Because when he ejaculates, he's letting out a million sperms that have grown in his body, and he's not going to have that force again. Same way that a woman would have the release of that egg every month cycle. So it's the way nature does the biological working is that even when you were in your womb and I was in my mother's womb, I already was given the seeds of sperm in order to produce my daughters and my son. You were already carrying the eggs of your sons. You just had to find a male energy to fertilize them so that they could come into being. So all of this is the cycle, and this is the part of overstanding that the creator's creation, and that we are a great being, and being able to go back to the cosmic, to come from what we came from as stardust, and to be able to form these bodies by using the biological genius of the creator, putting everything we needed in place to create another being as what he created from his existence.
Well, I think, and I agree with you, Kwame, I think another issue or another point in this discussion is that as she said, there are a lot of women who haven't had the orgasmic experience. So what's the problem there, she says, is that they're in trauma. They've had so much trauma, they can't trust, they can't release, they can't relax, actually. So speaking as a woman, if you can't have that full experience with a man, and I understand what you're saying about a man doesn't want or shouldn't be ejaculating as much as in ejaculation, or however you phrase it, because that tantric experience, I would say, gives him the connection to source when he's holding that experience for something of a deeper quality than just spilling sperm. Same with the woman. There are several ways that women can have an experience or orgasm, and one of them is internally. A woman doesn't have to be stimulated on the outside to have that experience. There can be, but that has to be a spiritual, mental, energetic powerhouse that goes on between the two people. It's what you talk about all the time, that spiritual energy exchange when two people are so in harmony, so in congruence, so in synchronized that they do have that injection. And the woman does have an internal experience that connects them to source. But again, what she's saying, pointing out, is there has to be a healing of trauma in the mind and body for that to happen. Let me go to Naima has a comment here. Sounds like the dad has some serious sex hang-up. Who else would have even noticed that? Actually, Naima, I think a lot of people noticed it, because if my son and I noticed it, and we were off on the side actually watching this, and there were lots of parents sitting on right in front of this waterfall. We were actually looking at an angle, and we noticed it. And then I'm sure the other parents would know. If these parents are in touch with children and how they respond to things, I'm thinking there were a lot of people who noticed that. And but our response was laughter. But in the case of the father, as you point out, we don't know what his hang-up was, but he thought what she was doing needed to be stopped. And actually, that same part, my grandson had a similar experience. And my granddaughter and I were observing him, and we were, like, looking at each other, thinking, he's really enjoying that water. You know, what's going on over there? And I didn't say anything to her. But we laughed. We were laughing because he was smiling. And then, you know, funny thing happened. He ran over to us because I was taking a picture. He said, don't take my picture. Don't take my picture. And we were like, well, we know something's going on. And he was only at the time maybe 6 years old. And he was feeling, I think, a little shame from feeling pleasure in the water. And we're talking about, as children are so innocent at that stage, and yet even my grandson, I think, was feeling a little shame. I didn't say a word. I was just taking this picture. And he ran over, don't take my picture, don't take my picture, because he was having too much fun in the water. He didn't want to be exposed. I don't know, but it was interesting. And then Zelda, our Monday morning host, says, Grand Rising, who knew orgasms could be so healthy? Come on, Zelda. We knew in a deeper way it had to be healthy. We've been so programmed that's not something, especially in your strict religious environment. Masturbation was out and all other things, the pleasurable, the experiences we have as children, that was out. So Naima says also, so how traumatizing has it been for the church to call sexual activity sin? And why has the church not allowed it to be known that Jesus or Yeshua was married to Mary Magdalene and had children? And why were women stoned to death for having sex outside of marriage? We have so many emotional traumas created around sex. We have a lot of deprogramming to do. Well, my guest, Elizabeth April, the video we just heard and watched, she points out the manipulation by reptilians. Okay, some people may not accept that, may not want to hear that. Oh, that's kind of weird, woo-woo-woo-woo. But I have a feeling what she's saying has a lot of truth to it, because, again, the invisible world is a mystery to us, to many. But someone like Elizabeth April, who channels from the Galactic Federation and from other spirits about what she's trying to find as truth, then if you don't believe in about reptilians, then you would think that this is New Age stuff, and you can't really accept her teaching. But she is a person who's brought light and healing to an area that has been in darkness. We have these questions. How many of us believe that there has been manipulation in the sexual arena? Or do we just believe it was just the church and people in the church who were strict and conservative, and it's just the way they grew up, and we don't take into account the invisible influences that are manipulating? And how do you have millions of people going to a pornography site every day and every month and every year? The amount that I came up with in my brief investigation are something like 693 million per month are going to websites, pornography websites. And there's two in particular. I'm not going to name them, give them any advertising, but two in particular are in the top 20 of the most popular visited websites. Of course, Google and Amazon, and those are in the top 10 or so. But then there's these porn sites now that are also in the top 20. And, of course, Google is like $19 billion a month. So compared to people searching for Google and, you know, reasonable information and knowledge, the numbers, you might consider the numbers low, but in 2021 alone, that was the most popular visited site, those pornography sites. So that makes perfect sense when everybody's sitting around doing nothing at home because of the lockdown. But now we're looking at the pornography industry, and which has spilled over into trafficking, you might say, that we can look at this industry now as influencing men and women to go beyond just seeking pleasure for themselves. Are they seeking pleasure with children and other crazy things that the reptilian energy, she believes, is at play here? So we've got another comment from Naima. Every fear-based belief, which includes guilt and shame, is manipulation. So true. If it's not based on love, in love, it's not the positive energy of the Creator, even if it's under the label of religion. So true, so true. That's why many people have come out of, quote, religion and moving into spiritual understanding of everything. And to me, spiritual involves under the metaphysical aspect of everything, or the epigenetic aspect above the genes, above the physical, above the physical. Are we moving? I think we are moving more and more into that fifth dimension of the invisible realm that is helping us to the reality of the invisible. So the other question I was going to ask is, how many of you have ever heard of the term prison planet? She mentioned that several times in her video. Let's see, Kwame, have you ever heard prison planet used to describe Earth? I know you use the Turtle Island for the United States. But what about prison planet? How many of you actually see us on planet Earth? I know Mama E has always talked about that we are in school or this is boot camp. So I can definitely see boot camp going on, but what about prison planet? Is that something new or common to everybody? That was a new phrase.
Alex Jones.
Oh, okay. That's right. You're right. That's who I remember saying that.
Alex Jones had a show about Prison Planet. That's what he called his show.
Wow. Okay. Pretty radical. So Naima Latif says also suppression of natural sexual expression by connecting it to guilt and shame creates unnatural sexual expression like pornography and child. So we can see that the child trafficking, the pornography is a result of those exact actions with children and young adults.
Could I ask a question?
Go ahead.
You know, we're talking about pornography. Now, if you were to go into the Amazon and to the villages of those people that still live in those huts and ways of life, they are basically naked, running around, children, women, men, maybe covering up their genital areas. That wouldn't be considered pornography. That's a way of life. Been looked at to where we're saying, okay, people who are uncivilized, living in jungles and living in those areas where they don't need clothing and not connected like we are, we call that primitive and uncivilized, but that's natural. We come and we adorn and we cover up and we hide, and this is the part that gets it, because who said nudity was bad? The church. The church. The church was the one that condemned people being in their natural clothing suits. And who has the most pedophilia and does the most hideous things to children? It's the church. Look at the system. Look at the system. Natural is the order of nature's law. Unnatural is the church and what they said was not to be considered natural anymore.
Exactly. And I remember going to an event in Georgia. I think that's the one you were at, Kwame, where you built the sweat lodge in Georgia a few years ago. And that one evening, they built a campfire, and everybody took off their clothes except me. I just wasn't ready for that. And the women were just running, walking around the campfire with no clothes on. I thought it was the most freeing thing, and I wanted to take off my clothes, and just so inhibited. But it was a beautiful sight to see women and men being so free. And that's why nudity is not a sin. You're right. It's the church that put that sin, that shame and guilt on us about nudity. And that's why, you know, these Church of God in Christ and all these churches wear these long dresses and cover up their bodies, because nudity was believed to be something that was bad. Certainly don't want to go to church nude, but the church has taught that it's a shame to cover, it's a shame to expose your body and your skin.
But you did. You went to church nude. Did you go to the sweat lodge on the Coral Reservation?
Yeah. No. They never had a sweat lodge when I was at Peggy's Coral Reservation. No.
Well, that's the way that the Crow Nation do their sweats. They do their Native American churches, the sweat lodge, and they do it in the nude.
And that's what we are maybe getting back to in some circles, is the freedom to be natural in every way, And Naima says we're not even allowed to know there are other planets with vibrant life on them. So naturally, we don't know that other planets are free. Why are we paying to live on Earth? Why are we paying to live on Earth? Other planets don't have a cost of living. They live for free. This is a prison planet. I see where you're going with that. So, in so many ways, the prison mentality, we've been brainwashed to believe even water we have to pay for water now. And we've had so many teachings that have taken us away from that direct connection to source. And sexuality is now being transformed when tantric, when we're studying, many of us are studying the tantric truth, then that study, if you read about tantric and the slow sex, sacred sex, that study really opens your eyes to what Elizabeth April is talking about, where we are, sex is the source frequency. That, I mean, who gave it to us? In some of my readings, some people would say that orgasm was a reptilian. In fact, I had a guest on not too long ago that she was saying the whole orgasm sex thing was from reptiles and we shouldn't be practicing it. And then you have someone like Elizabeth April saying, no, we need to practice that. We need to have that experience. And that gives us cleansing for the body and soul. Blows our mind. So I don't know, Naima, if she's ready with next commercials. Yes, I am. Yes, I did send, I sent the link to Bishop. So our guest should be, I'm thinking our guest will be here soon. If not, let's see, I'm going to open up Naima's mic. And if you're ready to play commercials, go ahead. And if not, I'm going to send another link. Let's see. A link to our guest, Bishop. Let's see, what's his name again? Bishop Kaiwa. So,
is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Hi, I'm Mama Joy.
And I'm Reverend Rosemary.
Join us every second Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show for Neighborship of Joy.
We'll have powerful conversations inviting women to walk in the light.
So call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host.
You can also join join us live on the Female Solution Facebook page and YouTube channel. We'll see you on the second Saturday on the Neighborship of Joy.
We are, thank you for joining me this evening, just in another link for our guest. And I don't know, Naeem, I don't know, can you call Bishop Leonard? See, I just asked if he got the link and no response. So maybe you can call for me and see if still coming on the show tonight. Looking forward to Bishop Leonard because he's a man of the Bible who has written a book also called What Happens When We Pray and Believe God. And I'm really curious for him to expound on that one, and as well as his new book, I Am Who I Am. It's Mungu Katanda, interesting African words. So hopefully we'll hear from him tonight. But I want to talk a little bit about the agenda, talk about controlling agenda. The government is doing more propaganda, more advertising, and more pushing of a narrative that there's a virus out there and we need to be afraid. And it just blows my mind that they could even try this again, but obviously they must think some people are going to fall for it again. But even former President Trump has come out with an advertisement on social media where he talks about how crazy the Democrats are and they're pushing this, though. New pandemic, and he says at the end of his advertising, he says, we will not comply. I was like, what? What? So many of us are already in that mode. I'm thinking about getting a T-shirt made, but I'm believing that maybe we won't even have to push back on the propaganda. And the more manipulation, we've never been manipulated as much, I think, as we have today, these days, so that we might as well just prepare for it. And what is your response going to be is my question. Is everyone out there ready to respond strongly with we will not comply? Or are you still considering that maybe you might need a jab or maybe you might need a mask? And what are you going to do when businesses that you usually go to, if they require you to wear a mask, are you going to put one on or are you going to find another place to take your business? And especially those of you who travel, if airlines start requiring masks, are you going to comply? There was I think it was Alex Jones who came out recently with a YouTube video about someone he met in TSA who was saying that they had a meeting about what's going to happen in mid-September. Here we are in September, is that they're planning to bring back mask mandates. Hello, hello, hello. Can we play this music again? For those of you who don't know, this is Twilight Zone intro. you're familiar with the Twilight Zone episodes, it was all about fear. I mean, you wouldn't want to watch the Twilight Zone late at night because usually you go to bed with your eyes wide open wondering what was that all about and what are we going to do if that became a reality. And I believe some of those, some people believe some of those stories were actually true, but they were weird to say the least, and they were all about aliens. In some of, not all about it, there were many of those episodes that brought in the idea that we have aliens. So what do we hear these days? We hear a lot about aliens and how the military is finally coming out with the truth. So I'm wondering what some of you think about. Are you worried or concerned about any of the things that are coming out today about the with the Twilight Zone energy, which is all about fear? And watching a channeling by Louise, I forget her name now, but one of the channelings I watched, Louise Spalding, the message was so beautiful about what was going on right now in our society. And the bottom message was, don't take on the MSM, the mainstream media fear or propaganda. Why? Because it's an ego device to control and manipulate. So all of this is really coming together. Elizabeth April's message, be aware of the manipulation going on. Tina Louise Spalding's message, be aware of the fear campaign and propaganda. Trump's message, don't comply. So looking at the topic tonight, from childhood innocence to pornography, the question I was asking is the reason we have so many people looking at pornography, what is pornography? Pornography is basically human beings having an experience without clothes on, basically. I mean, there might be other forms of pornography. When you think about a Playboy magazine, when that magazine came out, it was thought to be pretty radical and pretty shocking. So now we've moved so far beyond Playboy magazine. I guess they're still around. I don't know who's buying Playboy magazines, but I'm sure somebody is. I know Kanye West had an addiction when he was young to Playboy magazine. And I'm sure that's where a lot of young men started their journey of viewing pornography online. I know in my own household, it was a problem in my own household. I'll just put it that way. The magazine was in the garage, and so many, in fact, I think that's what Kanye West shared, that his experience started finding Playboy magazines in the garage. Seems to be a not so good hiding place for men to put not even porn magazines, they were naked women, right? There were no pictures of people actually in having sexual experience, right? Playboy, these I know of. They were just what might be considered beautiful women's bodies. I don't think there were any men. If there's a magazine, a counterpart to Playboy, I guess, for men. Anybody know the name of that magazine? Anyway, it's out there that promotes viewing naked bodies. Why, I'm asking, is why does Playboy promote the next step of watching pornography online and watching videos online, buying videos, whatever men and women are doing? How did Playboy magazine stimulate and cause many young boys to go looking at pornography next? Why is the... As Kwame was bringing out, is the view of naked bodies in a shameful way, in a sinful way, and then it's like a forbidden fruit type, where once you experience it, that you want more or something. I'm asking the question. And then young boys usually go into pornography. Is there advertising going on about pornography somewhere that draws men and women in? And so, and is it why some men are drawn in and others are not? Is it related to the pain that they are still experiencing from their traumatic childhood or life? That's the question I'm putting out there to you to help many who have been through trauma and who might still be caught up in pornography or just confused because of the manipulation that's going on in our society. Are you confused about why there are so many people watching pornography, and are they in pain and looking for relief? It's a drug. It's like the drug, the painkillers documentary. People are either taking medication or food. There are so many people who are using food as a drug, and pornography is just another drug to ease the pain. What is the pain that's contributing to the pornography? Well, we know it's part of it is trauma from childhood and the shame that has been put on men and women has caused them to have less feeling, less self-esteem. All of that is contributing to it, and we want to do some meditation later and even tapping to help people let go of the shame and guilt that they have experienced. And even the mental abuse. I've been dealing with the topic of narcissism a lot lately. And when you have people in your life who mentally abuse you in a relationship, some one of the reliefs that people want, that causes pain, emotional pain. So one of the reliefs that people are looking for is sexual fulfillment, masturbation, all of that. They're looking for physical pleasure to bring relief to the mental pain, the mental abuse. And Naima Latif says, commenting here on Facebook, Tina Louise Walding's channel book, Making Love to God, The Path to Divine Sex, explains the powerful spiritual energy of orgasms. Oh, great. Naima's been promoting this book for a while, and I have yet to get it, but I'm glad you're sharing this with us tonight. Explains the powerful spiritual energy of orgasms and why the church attached shame to it in order to lower your frequency when you engage in sex, rather than raise your frequency to bring you closer to the divine, which is the real purpose of sexuality. And you're not going to, I don't think, thank you, Naima. That's so enlightening. I don't think people are going to experience that divine connection energy unless they look into tantra sex, which is very different. It's not the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, but it's actually a slowing down, of an exchanging the energy of, say, words, touch, music. All of these things can help you experience tantra by, first of all, renewing thinking, renewing the mind that says it has to be quick and fast. It has to be fast energy. It has to be, without music, words, and all that. We have a comment from Francis Harris says, the issue is all man-made religions. They're evil because men are know them by their fruits. Okay, you might need to expound on that a little bit, Francis. The issue is all man-made religions are evil, I guess you're saying, because men are know them by their fruits. So I would think what Francis is saying that men and women, and let's say men and women, but the patriarchal system of the Bible has described for us the sin or the shame and the guilt And we've had lots of pastors and priests and rabbis and all that who have taken that explanation, expounded on it in a way that brought more shame and guilt. And very few church leaders, I would say, are brought a freeing message of time. You have to get out of the church and to say, know them, their fruits. The behavior of these men are acceptable in the church, the leaders in the church, because we don't know any better. We don't know anything else. If you're not studying, here's another one, studying to show your fruit, then you're going to be confused or you're going to be manipulated. We go back to that word manipulation because that's all you know. If all you know is a Church of God in Christ that you've been going to all your life, and you haven't looked beyond that, or any, I shouldn't point them out, but there's a lot of problems in that denomination. If that's all you know, then there's a level of ignorance, and what we are experiencing with traditional sexuality is that we have, how many of you, in fact, have read about contraception? Have you been married? Have you even read about contraception? There is a video. In fact, I think Kwame talked about it. There is a documentary that's called The Principles of Pleasure. I believe I watched a few episodes of that. Mostly women giving their perspective and their beliefs about sexuality and the misconceptions and their teachings from in childhood, and we have been practicing that for years until things aren't working. In fact, when I was reading about narcissism, I was looking up lots of videos on narcissism because that energy was in this area recently, and one of the teachings. Was talking about why narcissistic men don't have sex with their wives. I was like, what? That was a total surprise to me about why, I never thought about it, connecting it to narcissism. If you had someone in your life who's very very sympathetic, not empathetic, then you're wondering why they don't want to have sex with you. There's actually a teaching on YouTube that explains that. And my belief or feeling and knowing people the way they are, narcissistic, is that sex no longer becomes pleasurable or fulfilling for the narcissistic person. If you're struggling with someone like that in your life, why they've lost interest or whatever, most narcissistic people want to be in control. They use their skills, women especially, use their skills to bring extreme pleasure to men in whatever way they know how. And then at some point, if they have not healed the trauma in their life about that relates to the why they are connecting with why are they connecting with men or other partner in a certain way, it becomes not fulfilling. The narcissistic energy is so ego-driven. Okay, that's the word I was looking for. The narcissistic energy personality is very ego-driven. It's all about me. I won't consider anybody else. It's all about me. I have to have satisfaction. And everything they do is geared around keeping control. So if you're in a relationship and a narcissistic partner, and I wouldn't imagine it happens all the time, but they lose interest in you sexually. My guess, and this is a guess, and I haven't watched that, is that they are no longer being fulfilled with that person because possibly they can't control them any longer. The conflict that develops in a narcissistic relationship. Says that I can't control you. You're not challenging for me anymore. I don't have my ego is tired of you, whatever. But that's a sad reality of a person who's in the process. And then the best solution, get out of the relationship. Stop being abused mentally, physically, whatever. Time for you to exit that relationship. Yes.
Did you know that pornography addiction is not a mental illness?
I wouldn't say that it is at all. I don't know if I've been hinting or suggesting that. I would never say it's a mental illness.
But the way in which the pornography industry, there's hypersexual is a disorder, but nymphomaniac is a disorder. What else? Nymphomaniac, and I think those two. But the part of it is that what we classify as certain things as mental illness, PTSD is a mental illness that causes women to shut down their bodies because they have had traumas that creates them not being able to have that experience. And that's but they're related in connection and what you're talking about, that some women can never get that because of the pedophilia or whatever happened to them as a child. The thing that happens is, but it's how we class, they select mental illness in the DSM-5. They select by as mental illness, and what they classify is not mental illness.
Okay, so repeat that one more time.
What I'm saying is that in them classifying mental illness, the way in which they talk, pornography is a $1 trillion business. Like you said, it was the most sought after site when we were on the lockdown, and as many hits as it taken, it shows you the people's hunger for watching that type of what some folks call it slut or whatever. The thing in which they're doing is that it's having some effect on people because it gives them, it's just like an addict. It releases those endorphins in the brain that brings about the pleasure seeking.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. The root cause, I believe, though, is the traumatic childhood that continually abused and put down the soul's value. It suppressed the soul's value to a point where they become an addict because they're looking for the love that they never had, that they never experienced. And that love, as Elizabeth points out, and Elizabeth the Louise Spalding points out, it's a connection to the divine. And don't we lose that connection when we have people in our life who are abusing us? I had a friend who had so much abuse in his life that he really felt like he wasn't loved by his abusers. But more importantly, you lose connection with them. Unless you have a divine experience that brings you back in touch with your creator, you don't even want to have anything to do with God because the people in your life are so abusive. And then somehow an angel shows up and people renew their faith and trust in their creator. But that experience, as Francis is saying, no, that's not what it is. They're demonic. So I think Francis is referring to the narcissist, because she says her ex-husband was a sadistic narcissist, and it's not like the narcissist loses interest in sex, but they're just purely demonic. Well, I think that speaks, Francis, to what Elizabeth April is saying, the influence of the reptilian. We could call it demonic. Satanic. Evil, adversary, I think there are so many words to describe the behavior of people who are hateful, abusive, and just opposite of the love and compassion of the Creator. So Antichrist, We could put all these people in the category of Antichrist, because as I say in the beginning of each show, the Yeshua represents for me the spirit of love. There, right now, we see very clear signs of the Antichrist that people are demonstrating on so many levels now that our heads are spinning. That's why Twilight Zone to me seems the appropriate song when we look around and say, what the hell is going on? Oh, Antichrist. Oh, Twilight Zone. How many words can we use to describe the opposite behavior from what Yeshua represented, a spirit of love? Go ahead, Kwame, and then we're going to go to a break.
Okay, what are the three parts of the brain?
Good question. Good question.
The three parts of the brain is Tillian, the reptilian, the back, that little hook in the back of your head where the spine's, that's reptilian, midbrain, and frontal lobe.
Exactly.
We all have reptilian brains.
Yes. But is it active? The question is what activates that? And let's talk about that when we come back. We have to take a last hit. What activates that reptilian brain in some and not others? And it has a lot to do with, I think, the experience we have from birth on. Naima Latif, let me open up your mic. And we're going to take our last break, and we're going to come back and go into that reptilian brain activation or implantation from a starseed. Where does it come from? So, Naima, thank you for taking us to this last group of commercials. And, yes, we have a guest.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant, our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Mama Latif for bringing our commercials and announcements for our many beautiful Female Solution hosts promoting truth, love, and wisdom every day of the week. Thank you. And we had a guest scheduled for those of you just joining us. We had a guest scheduled for tonight. I just spoke to him, on the phone earlier today, and we confirmed everything. I sent him a link to join us, and I don't know if he got confused or what, but he is from Uganda, and he does have an accent. So I'm thinking maybe he got confused, but I actually repeated everything so to see if he understood me or not. But when this happens, I want to just say a word about when people say they're going to do something and they don't do it, that's an issue of integrity, but there's always a possibility that something happens. So I'm going to assume that something happened. I'm sending prayers to Bishop Leonard Kayawa. I never met him before. He was introduced to me earlier today. And I truly believe that when someone doesn't show up, even though they said they would, this is the divine method for us to take over and do what the Spirit wants us to do in this hour, which is you are now the guest. For those who are listening, you are now the guest. And there's something more important to discuss other than Bishop Leonard's book. It's funny that his book, I saw I Am Who I Am. My grandson yesterday was on the trampoline, and for some reason he said, I am, I am. And I'm like, what did you say? And he said, I am, I am. I said, did you say I am, I am? He said, no. I said, I am, I am. And right now I can't understand why he kept repeating that. All I was hearing from him was, I am, I am. And every time I would say, did you say I am, I am? He said, no, I said, I am, I am. He must have been pronouncing something that I just couldn't hear. So I think it's a reminder for us, as I thought about this during the break, that Bishop Leonard was not supposed to be here to talk about his book. Because the writing of many books, Ecclesiastes says, the writing of many books will be forever. But the truth of the matter is to trust the Creator and have faith in the Creator. So when we're talking about reptilians, as Kwame was sharing, and I even looked it up during the break, that reptilians represent human brain evolution, the part of the brain that corresponds to the brain of vertebrates before the evolution of mammals, associated with behaviors concerned mainly with self-preservation. What is that? Ego. That's your ego mind that working there. And then in the part of the brain which primitive, non-rational, self-interested behavior is attributed. So you can easily see, to simplify it, what the reptilian brain is someone who has a huge ego. Their ego is more pronounced than their humility, worthiness, compassion, and wisdom. How does that happen? In my mind, it's all about trauma in the child, or trauma in a past life, or the assignment of particular beings that might be aliens in my understanding, that have come to this planet to manipulate, okay? As we started out with Elizabeth April, there are beings on this planet who are here to manipulate us, control us, and they're working in our U.S. government, for one. This Twilight Zone we're about to go into in September, if it occurs, is all about reptilian minds manipulating, controlling, bringing about an antithesis to what the Creator wants to happen, is peace and love and joy on earth. And Frances, thank you for Frances for being my guest tonight, that she says, what are we to do about soulless creature predators? They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And so I learned something about narcissism. How do you respond to narcissism? You know how you respond to narcissism? Let me give you a few notes. And that's what we're dealing with, soulless creatures. Is their soul, it's not that, to me that, yeah, their soul is not active. Their pure soul is not active. Just as we were talking about, Francis, earlier, the innocent child, those children playing in the water and getting pleasure out of that, they weren't soulless. They're just immature. They're young, immature souls experiencing earth, having a pleasurable experience with water. It's not that their souls are missing. They're just immature. So on one level, I think we can say that a lot of what you would call soulless creatures or predators are immature beings with huge ego minds or reptilians. The exaggeration of their reptilian mind is more obvious than the other parts of the brain that are more compassionate, have humility or humble, more humble than the ego mind and evil perpetrators that you're talking, the predators that we're experiencing right now, especially in our government. It's like insane what's going on in this government, how these people want to continue to drop bombs. Is that not, to me, that's a soulless creature, predator, that wants to continue to promote bomb war. Warmongers, to me, are soulless. They're so caught up in making money for the military-industrial complex that they have no regard for the humans that they're destroying in other countries, or the military men from this country who supposedly are going over to risk their lives to save, to keep us free. Bullshit. We all know that now. Military-industrial complex is not about really keeping us free as much as it is making a profit. If anyone disagrees, speak up, but we are studying now, and we are very aware and very obvious that the contractors who are making money, like Lockheed Martin here in Orlando, the biggest money makers corporation wise in the military industrial complex are right here in Orlando, Florida. Lockheed Martin, military contractors, creating bombs, creating weapons. So the same principle can be applied to the insaniacs in Washington, D.C. They're making in their minds, they're creating this war. And people, even personal relationships, there's a war going on with narcissists. So it's all combined, the theories, the practice of narcissism, a war against your fellow human being because your ego is more important. So
what would be the cure for war, you're saying? I'm asking, what would be the cure for narcissism? What would be the cure for those people that believe in creating war and all of that? What is the cure for that?
We protect ourselves. Those of us who are conscious and aware of what's going on, and who believe that we came here to shine light, to be light bearers. We are star seeds of light. If your belief is on the energy level of the Creator, of love, compassion, peace, joy, happiness, then you protect that energy by not falling to a lower vibration with these reptilians and these egomaniacs, because what is their vibration? It's fear. So we cannot afford to fall to a lower vibration if we are at a vibration of love and peace and joy and promoting truth. How about spirit of truth? That to me is how we protect ourselves from the narcissist. We don't fall to their level. Narcissistic people can't be changed. I'm learning that more and more every day. They're not going to be changed. They have to want to heal. They want to have to get therapy themselves, and they rarely recognize, I need help. That is not something you're going to hear from a narcissist. I need help. Not happening. So we have been placed in their presence, in their environment, in families with those people to recognize the reptilian energy, the ego energy, the selfish energy, and then protect yourself, because they will bring you down if you don't do that. You got to protect your integrity and yourself and set boundaries. Here's the other thing, Kwame. Set boundaries. You will not allow them to manipulate you, accuse you, shame you, put guilt on you. That's where you recognize what comes from narcissists. And you protect yourself, standing up tall. Keep your vibration high with love, forgiveness, joy, all that. And then you keep your distance from those type of people. And
Naima,
your love comes in protecting yourself and recognizing they don't want to change their energy of egotistic, blame you and criticize you. That's what they do really well. They criticize you. They blame you.
I'm asking, do you still love them?
What is love for you? What does that mean? I think you have to ask what is
love for you? The thing that I'm saying in love is that when the sun rises every morning, the light from the sun shines on narcissistic, on the warmongers, the pedophile. It shines on everything. So that's Creator's love giving us light. So how are we to be greater than what the light of the Creator's light of love and life shining up on the earth and up on this turtle island? It shines on every soul. We have to be the vessels of loving as the Creator does, even though we didn't create them. We did not create narcissists. We didn't create warmongers. The thing that we're doing is that we're looking at how do we keep the love and life of the Creator existing in spite of what is going on in the environment, and creating environments and circles of people of like mind and spirit to unify, to keep that love, because the few will help the many.
So let me bring in Naima's comment. Every creature has a soul, but not every soul has a conscience that prevents them from causing harm to others. Yes. If you ever watch the Netflix documentary called I Am a Killer, fascinating to me. Stayed up late. Just every person they interview and for each session, which is only about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, they tell their story of why they came to kill a person and why they're on death row. And it's so revealing because usually as Naima says, not every soul has a conscience. Why doesn't every soul have a conscience? At least on this level, third dimension reality, what you learn from this I Am a Killer is that they didn't have too many people who showed them love in their life, in their young life. So they became angry, bitter, and hateful toward people in their life. And they reacted to situations with violence. And so that's why they're on death row, because they ended up killing somebody. And as she said, they don't have a conscience because there was no one teaching them. There was either no father. Most of them didn't have a father in their life. Or if they did have a father, they were abusive and violent in their life. And then the mother was on drugs. This is the reality of people who are on death row. They had their relationship with their family was dysfunctional, totally, in some extreme cases. So the love comes in for people like that. When I watch that, I feel sympathy for them because they didn't have that love. And that's what was missing in their relationship, in their childhood, that the love was missing. And it creates a monster. So we know that giving love at an early stage is so important. That's why we have to focus on the children receiving the love and compassion and discipline even, because we can't let them go wild. And that's what I've learned about love, is that what's missing in a child's life is love, and that is just compassion and attention to their needs as a child in nurturing and caring for them. And when that's missing, that creates all kinds of dysfunction and people causing harm to others. So in thinking about Francis, when you say that these people in your life were predators and soulless and all that, well, look at their childhood. What was that like? I think every person you create a soulless predator demon. That's who's on death row. They describe their anger and their hateful activity to kill another person, stem from not having a loving childhood, basically. I mean, there are all sorts of stories behind, but summarizing it, they didn't have any love in their childhood, and they were confused with drug addicts in their life and people who did not teach them how to be, have integrity and mature behavior with women or men and so on. Naima is saying also that if we condition people to accept violence as a natural part of life, and then look at our movies. Hollywood is conditioning everybody to accept violence as a natural part of life. That they lose their soul's natural propensity for compassion. And we see that everywhere in society. Stop watching violence. Stop listening to violence, Naima says. That's what can keep you from creating the frequency of violence within yourself. Absolutely. We have to recognize the corporations and institutions in our society that are contributing to the twilight zone we're in now. It's not just the government, but we've got so many people, so many institutions and corporations that are promoting fear. Okay, Francis is promoting Fran, Faith-Rooted Artist Network. And, oh, we're almost at the end of the show, too. Inquiries to 561-907-6671. That's Frances Harris and her Fran Network, Faith-Rooted Actions. And she also says guardians, parents of criminals should equally be held accountable. What does it say, Fred? It takes a village to raise a child. And the village...
It takes a whole village. The statement is a whole village, not just, it's the whole village.
Yes, yes. And that's where the problem lies, is that we have forgotten that very important phrase, and we've become isolated and drug addicted and porn addicted, sex addicted. All of that is contributing to this twilight zone nightmare we're in. So we're at the end of the show, and I want to make sure you know about Monday morning mindfulness tonight or tomorrow morning, broadcasting live from African Festival of the Arts in Washington Park. I know where that is. On Monday morning mindfulness, 7 to 9 a.m., youtube.com/higher learning TV show. So everybody in Chicago, head for Washington Park, which is that's near 55th and Cottage Grove in that area, I believe. So Francis also says Faith Rooted Artist Network is another one of her ministries to help people and to bring the light. Thank you, Francis, for being a light in this world and working to educate people and minister to people in every with me, not far away. 561-907-6671 is her number for more questions. So thank you all for being my guest. You've been the best guest, Kwame. Love you, brother, for bringing so much wisdom and information so we can grow. Every day we should be learning something new. And I was talking to my friend. I said, that's why I'm on YouTube every night. I learn so much. It's crazy. I was up till 2 o'clock watching stuff on narcissism again because that energy came at me. And so there's so many YouTubes on narcissism and so much more. So whatever your passion, whatever your interest, just go to YouTube University, type in the search, and learn something new every day. And I think that's what's going to help us open twilight zone and all the craziness, is that we're learning, we're growing, and we're loving and sharing what we learn. So I love you all. Thank you so much for being here with me.
Thank us.
And I hope this has been helpful for you and that you will share this with others, share this show with others who may be struggling with pain and thinking pornography is the solution. It is not. It doesn't last. Believe me, it doesn't last. It gets old. So everybody have a great week. And stay in love with yourself, number one. So we're going to play our closing thank you.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Jerez. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Have been working in that area for too long. And to all my yogi friends, namaste and sadnam. Love you. Have a beautiful week.